The next patient is Isabel Cárdenas Ramos. Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L, last name Cárdenas. C-A-R-D, like in Delta, E-N, like in November, A-S. Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old Hispanic female that we had the opportunity to see in January of 2023. The patient comes today and there is a severe deterioration of the kidney function. The creatinine that was a 0.5 in January is now 3.61 with a BUN of 52. This patient has an estimated EFR today of 14. She's in acute kidney injury. There is evidence of metabolic acidosis. The CO2 is 16. The chloride is 112. And there is no evidence of anemia. The most likely situation is that this patient has an obstructive acute kidney injury, most likely associated to the bilateral hydronephrosis that she was being evaluated by the urologist, period. The urologist think that the patient has a severe genital prolapse, that a hysterectomy is necessary. She's in the process of going to the gynecologist in order to get be evaluated to see whether or not they performed the hysterectomy, and later on give the urology follow up to see what is the best recommendation for this patient in terms of the correction of the hydronephrosis. Number two, the patient was a diabetic that was out of control with fatty liver. At the present time, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. The protein is in the urine is 7, and the creatinine is 57. The patient has probably anywhere from 600 to 700 milligrams of proteinuria. 600 to 700 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. Since the patient is in acute kidney injury, I wrote a referral for the emergency room. I advise the patient to go to the emergency room because this acute kidney injury that seems to be obstructive has to be corrected. And the most likely situation is that we see the patient in the hospital. I am going to give a follow-up in 2 months with laboratory workup.